99 Homes is a film that is not true, but is based on a situation that was true. Lenders, there were a bunch of out-of-control lenders who made all these bad deals with people who thought they owned their homes, and then suddenly things happened, and they were evicted, or at least tried to be evicted. Well, Andrew Garfield plays Dennis Nash, a construction worker in Orlando, and he and his mother, who's played by Laura Dern, and his son, Connor, they find themselves out on the sidewalk. They're evicted from the home which had belonged to his father, and it was supposedly they were 3 months behind in payments, and they tried to get an extension. They tried to get a judge to give them more time, and it just didn't work. And so these really scary deputies and this crew of workers come in and strip their house and dump all their belongings outside. This is directed by a guy named Rahman Barani, who was mentored by Roger Ebert, and he did just an excellent job with this really tragic but very true-to-life absorbing tale that has these out-of-control lenders, corrupt or ineffective government oversight, and then these conniving real estate brokers, such as this guy, Rick Carver, played by Michael Shannon. He plays this, he calls himself a real estate broker, but what he really is the ultimate con man who is gaming the system for huge profit. He's extremely ruthless. And the character played by Andrew Garfield, Nash, surprisingly, he agrees to go to work for this terrible man because he has a chance to get the family house back. In a really shocking turn of events, the recently evicted Nash begins evicting families himself. And anyway, this is a compelling movie, quite good, quite touching. And Garfield, he's very good as this devoted family man who suffers mightily for his misdeeds. And Michael Shannon is just a superior actor who is very well cast as this guy who's a scoundrel, but he has a charisma about him that helps him get away with a lot. So I recommend this.